It's Monday, May 20th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Citizens of the Geneva Canton voted in favor of a controversial, quote, secularism law, end quote, that prevents public officials from wearing religious symbols. More than 55% of the population expressed support for the measure. The center-right Parliament of Geneva believes that the law will foster greater dialogue between the state and religious groups, reports International Christian Concern. However, limiting religious expression in the public sphere in this way has sparked significant controversy from the Green Party, Muslim organizations, and feminist groups. They believe that the new law is discriminatory because it targets Muslim women who wear headscarves. This law, though, would also prevent Christian public officials from wearing religious symbols, including crosses. Bad news from the House of Representatives. In a vote on Friday of 236 to 173, they passed the so-called Equality Act with unanimous support from the Democratic caucus. It's anti-life, anti-woman, anti-religious freedom, and anti-parental rights, not to mention that it will torpedo girls' sports and all-female athletic competition, reports the Daily Signal. In total, 8 Republicans crossed the aisle to support the legislation. The Republican congressmen who betrayed their party platform include Susan Brooks of Indiana, Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Will Hurd of Texas, John Katko, Tom Reed, and Elise Stefanik of New York, and Greg Walden of Oregon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this.
When people say to me, it's easy for you to be for some of these things because you're from San Francisco, people are so tolerant there. I said, tolerant? That's a condescending word to me. This is not about tolerance. This is about respect of our LGBTQ community. This is about taking pride. And that is what we do today. This is an historic, transformative moment.
Clearly, it's not just tolerance that homosexuals and transgenders want, not even affirmation, but forced celebration. By contrast, listen to the reasoned, morally clear opposition to the so-called Equality Act by Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler of Missouri.
Contrary to what has just been said on the floor, this bill does not end discrimination. In fact, the Equality Act imposes a top-down, government-led discrimination against all Americans who hold a differing view of human sexuality and gender. This grossly misnamed bill punishes everyday citizens, silences free speech and viewpoint disagreements, and discriminates against people of faith. In reality, this bill should be called the Women's Inequality Act. The policies of H.R. 5 have already been used to trample female athletics, eliminate safe spaces for women, harm children, terminate parental rights, and undermine the free exercise of religious freedom. The legislation also provides for a universal right to abortion, compromises taxpayer safeguards against funding abortion, and eliminates conscience protections for health care providers who do not want to participate in an abortion.
Time now to call your two U.S. senators at 202-224-3121 and ask them to oppose H.R. 5, the Equality Act. That's 202-224-3121. The White House said, quote, this bill in its current form is filled with poison pills that threaten to undermine parental and conscience rights, end quote. With more and more conservative states pushing protective pro-life legislation, Republican lawmakers in Missouri passed a bill last Thursday that aims to make the state, quote, one of the strongest pro-life states in the country, end quote, reports the Washington Post. Missouri's Republican-controlled Senate voted 24 to 10 to pass the bill, HB 126, which would ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. The bill is headed to the Republican-controlled House for approval, and if it passes, it will be sent to Republican Governor Mike Parson for signing. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. A crime reporter was shot and killed in the beach resort of Playa del Carmen on Mexico's Caribbean coast last Thursday. The sixth journalist to be killed under the government of President Andres Obrador, reports Reuters. Francisco Romero had reported threats against him and recently posted a video saying he had been kidnapped, blindfolded, and beaten by unidentified people. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, May 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.